USA Radio News.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is breaking his silence after being sentenced to 3 years in federal prison. Cohen tells ABC's Good Morning America that President Trump knew exactly what was going on regarding payments that were made to two women.
He's saying very clearly that he never directed you to do anything wrong. Is that true?
I don't think there's anybody that believes that. First of all, nothing at the Trump Organization was ever done unless it was run through Mr. Trump.
With a possible partial government shutdown looming next Friday, both Republicans and Democrats are digging their heels in regarding border funding and how much money, if any, should be allocated toward border security. Governor-elect Ron DeSantis was at the White House yesterday. He shares some advice he gave President Trump.
I encouraged him to take a stand on that. I think he's right on the policy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
And Obamacare deadlines arrived. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The deadline to buy or make changes in health insurance on the Affordable Care Act's marketplace is this Saturday, December 15th. People in most states can sign up on the federally run marketplace, healthcare.gov. After Saturday, only people who qualify for a special enrollment period will be allowed to sign up or make any changes in their coverage for 2019. Qualifying life events for that would include getting married, having a baby, or losing coverage.
Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill is preparing to leave office and use her farewell speech on the Senate floor to call the chamber broken.
And if we don't have the strength to look in the mirror and fix it, the American people are going to grow more and more cynical. And they might do something crazy like elect a reality TV star president.
In McCaskill's state of Missouri, President Trump did receive 56.4% of the vote. This is USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle bed sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A new survey out from the employment staffing service Monster.com came out and said that money was one of the top priorities of job seekers. Now, one of the things, though, that can hold us back from finding that new opportunity is fear, especially fear of the unknown. Well, Jen Sincero has a website, and she's an entrepreneur, and she's also a financial expert. She joined me, and one of the things we discussed was fear.
Fear is necessary if you're going to change your life. If you're not scared, you're doing something wrong, because it means you're staying in your familiarity zone. So, of course, it's scary doing something, but it's also really exciting. So what you're looking for is that, I call it like the terror excitement of changing your life. You need to be equal parts terrified and excited, and then you know you've hit the bullseye, and that's exactly what you should do.
Jen also talks about how sometimes when we want to make changes in our life, that also means breaking off relationships that might not be healthy and finding new friends.
You almost always need to change that if you're going to improve yourself. Because when you decide to change who you're being, you know, we all hang out with people who are sort of at the same level as us. So if you want to really go for it in a whole new way, you often have to seek out all new people. It doesn't mean you have to get rid of your old friends, but it does mean you need to hang out with people who are going to inspire you and support you and give you ideas and model the fact that you can do anything you want to do with your life. It is so important. We are so malleable and are so affected by the people who surround us.
For USA Radio.